Welcome to Center Stage Minnesota, our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians. Today, I'll be talking with Jake Dilley of the experimental indie rock band The Color Pharmacy about their new album, Texatonka. Also new music from Too Many Banjos and The Tisdales. I'm Doug McRosty. Theme music is by Matt Hoskins. If there is an artist you would like to hear featured on Center Stage Minnesota, please let me know. You can email comments@kaxe.org. And you can get links to all the music you hear, plus more information in the blogs, MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. We'll start off today with a couple bands originally from Bemidji that are operating out of the Twin Cities. Coming up, we'll hear Merzik. Going to start with The Magic Castles, a psychedelic dream pop band. We'll go back to their 2009 release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Going to start with Emery's Dream into Country Store. Here's The Magic Castles on Center Stage Minnesota.
We'll be right back.
just like your smile. You would walk with me a million miles. Wasted on feelings of grief. Your misery will kill you underneath. Just cut their wings to make them stay freedom bells all cry the day those bluebirds all died forgotten like blood on snow. Feeling of those poor forgotten souls busted like your dreams tonight. Don't give up, young bluebird, kill and fight. Just cut their wings to make them stay. Freedom bells all died the day those bluebirds all died. The dark folk music of Mrzik. From Bemidji and operating out of the Twin Cities, we heard the song Bluebird from their self-titled CD released back in 2004. And started with the Magic Castles, another Bemidji group out of the cities, Emery's Dream and Country Store from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Still to come, the Golden Chariots of Mars and the Tisdales. The Color Pharmacy is an experimental indie rock band out of the Twin Cities, and up next I'll be talking with Jake Dilley from their brand new CD Texatonka. This is Before the Night Time's Over on Center Stage Minnesota.
Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Out of you. Man, what the hell were you thinking? What did you think would happen? What did you do? Create an end that in the end works out for you and only you. That don't explain away the relationship put them through. Something was wrong, I guess I should have known. Before the night time's over, I will find a way into your empty bedroom eyes with reflectors on my sleeve. What the hell were you thinking? What did you think would happen? Is this your bed? How could you sleep? You create a mind, you create a man, you create a monster, but they still need to eat the fruit from your tree. The fruit from your tree. Cause here it's for a rainy day. It started raining yesterday. Your cave. Something was wrong, I guess I should have known. Before the night time's
over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul. Before the night time's over, I will find a way to sneak into your soul.
Before the Night Time's Over from The Color Pharmacy. Over the past 2 years, The Color Pharmacy has toured all over the U.S. and will be performing at South by Southwest for the third time this year. Multimedia mastermind Jake Dilley's first project was an alternate soundtrack to a segment of the original version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and more recently a soundtrack to the French film The Red Balloon. Following their EP Detour, The Color Pharmacy is back with a full-length record, Texatonka, which is currently available online. And Jake Dilley of The Color Pharmacy joins me from his home studio in Minneapolis. Jake, welcome back to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug. Glad to be back.
So was music a big deal when you were little?
Oh, absolutely. I started playing music when I was about 10 officially, but before that I was a big music lover as far as, that was the MTV generation. That's back when music and video really went hand in hand for the first time, and I didn't really know any different because that was just my only real access to music other than radio stations in the car and stuff with my folks. But yeah, it was. I remember being moved by music even as early as watching Back to the Future for the first time and wanting to play Johnny B. Goode on a Fisher-Price toy keytar and being frustrated when the keytar couldn't quite pull it off.
Well, when did you start making your own creations?
Well, I started messing around with multi-track recording at a very basic level around, I don't know, 8th or 9th grade, and I was using two boom boxes, and I would record a drum part into one boom box and then play back that boom box into another boom box that was recording as I laid on another part, probably a guitar part, and so on and so on. And obviously, that's probably not the highest quality way of dealing with multi-track recording, but we made it work anyway, and I still have some of those early recordings, and they do not sound good at all. But after a while, I started getting into actual computer software recording and some direct-to-tape multi-track pieces of equipment, and slowly started getting better with it, and then I released a couple of just small at-home, made-at-home records to my friends in high school, and then towards the end of high school I started working with a guy who wanted to produce a record for me, and luckily we were able to put out a full-length album around the time I was 18, and from there I've just been working with computer programs and different softwares, and hopefully getting better and better at it as I go. I'd like to think so.
That's Jake Dilley. We're talking about the new album Texatonka from The Color Pharmacy. And The Color Pharmacy is very dynamic, sometimes soft and thoughtful, and other times really wild and also thoughtful. How did your style develop?
Well, I guess some of those kind of softer, easier tunes usually start kind of on my own, just playing with an acoustic guitar, and then I bring the idea to the band and we elaborate on it from there. But a couple of those louder, more out of control songs start really as just jam experiments between the three of us in the group. And like, for instance, Ride Part 2, which is on the new record, started from an extended jam we used to do in our practice space when we were getting bored, just to kind of get our aggressions out. And from there, we started incorporating it into our live shows, and it really grew into kind of a centerpiece of not only the record, but as a major closer for a lot of our more rocking live shows. Sometimes we like to dial it back and really get into you know, kind of a softer, gentler side. Usually intense still, but sometimes when we really crank it up and turn all the knobs to 11, that's a really good closer for us.
Who are these other band members you mentioned?
Yes, it's myself, Matt O'Brien, who's our bass player and slide guitar player, and our drummer and vocalist is Jake Quam.
I'm talking with Jake Dilley of The Color Pharmacy, and the next song we're going to hear from Texatonka is The Taste of Summertime. And this one struck me as just feeling a little more positive than I might expect from The Color Pharmacy. Would you tell me about this one?
Yeah, it is definitely a little bit more positive than what we usually like to do. But I think that's because, you know, just the state of when we were recording it and when I was writing the lyrics and some of the guitar parts, it was kind of, it was more of looking forward to when things will be positive. I think that's kind of what the song is really about, is the things that get us down in the bad times of the year, the bad weather, I mean, literally or figuratively, in our lives. Sometimes what gets us through those is looking forward to what's going to be better coming up soon, if not in a month or two, in a couple more months than that. And that song specifically is kind of touching on the feeling that a lot of us have when we're younger and are waiting for summer break, kind of like, oh, all of my problems will be gone once I don't have to go to school every day, or once I don't have to deal with the snow, or once I can go outside and not freeze in 10 minutes. So and it's something that we really enjoy playing this time of year right now, especially because it does kind of have an air of summer to it, kind of an easier, more carefree feel, like it's not all going to be so bad, but as we all know, it always is.
That's Jake Dilley, and from Texatonka, the new album from The Color Pharmacy, this is The Taste of Summertime on Center Stage Minnesota.
We can buy the store. Summertime, and on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, taste of the summertime, and on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, taste of the summertime. We can buy the cold, we fall dangerously close. Individuals that huddle in corners for war.
taste of the summertime is on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is. Summertime is on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is on your tongue, on your tongue. When you're young, the taste of the summertime is on your tongue.
That's The Taste of Summertime from Texatonka, the new album from The Color Pharmacy, and I am talking with Jake Dilley. So tell me about this album.
All right, well, this is an album that kind of started as we got off of our last tour, and we got into our then studio here in Uptown Minneapolis, and really tried to concentrate on making something happen as a group for the first time. Usually, the way we would record in the past would be layering, you know, we'd lay down a drum part and then we'd add the bass and so on and so on. But this time we were really focused on trying to capture something together. And I think it shows in a number of the songs there is some real synergy happening between us as players. Towards the middle of our recording, during the summer last year, we would get just terrible downpours of rain, and our studio was in a basement, and strangely in between the back alley of the building was basically the drainage spot for three blocks of highly wet city area. So we ended up having to leave that studio because it was flooding so badly. We were in the middle of a recording session, luckily, when the water started to come in through the walls and the electrical outlets, and we were able to move all of our equipment out of the way. But it definitely added to some of the experience of the recording process, to be sure. You know, it was frustrating at first, but we ended up looking at that as kind of an opportunity to try and get some different atmospheres. So we ended up recording in a cabin in Wisconsin for some of the songs, and for the bulk of the rest of the recording, we just ended up in my basement doing our best with the room that we had. Sometimes we'd have to wait till the laundry machine was done, or some of the parts would be scrapped because one of my cats would come in and meow and start purring or something. So it definitely was an interesting process, but it was much more comfortable than kind of the studio atmosphere that can sometimes be a real sterile environment. So this album, really, the reason it's called Texatonka is because my house is on the corner of Minnetonka and Texas Avenue, and that area of town is called Texatonka, so we really wanted to do something that brought to mind where we were and kind of this whole process of dealing with a flooding studio and then the trials and tribulations of home recording.
This album is available online only. Is it going to come out on CD?
Yes, it'll be out on disc in February. We're going to have a CD release before we leave for our tour that's going to be 6 weeks long, coming up in late February, early March.
Now, as a songwriter, just in terms of your creativity, what inspires you?
Oh, That's a good question. I suppose everything, anything, sometimes not much at all. I go through extended periods of heightened creativity, which is really fun, and then sometimes some real droughts where nothing seems to spark that kind of creative interest. But basically, you know, anything that's interesting, a lot of times I feel more creative when I'm especially listening to a lot of new music that I haven't heard before, things that really pique my interest in a new way for the first time. And generally speaking, the music usually comes first with us when we're recording or working on a new thing. And then the lyrics are usually secondary, that are developed to kind of match the mood of the music or completely go against it, depending on what we really want. But strangely, a lot of times, you know, I know a lot of songwriters who work with a pen and paper the whole time while they're crafting something. I really don't like to do that. I like to stick more to how I'm feeling about something, and if something sticks out, I'd like to think that it's good enough to remember. And sometimes that's kind of a good way to filter out some of the ideas. Is, you know, if I'm jamming and we're having some ideas, and then the next day we can't remember them, it usually means it probably wasn't that great of an idea. So I guess the process is a changing one, and it's always morphing, but basically, the line is never quite the same, and sometimes it's a blend of music and lyrics, and sometimes the other way around. But ultimately, we like to work with more the sounds of the words. I find myself almost speaking in tongues in a weird way when we're first coming up with lyrics to something, just to get the phonetics right, the way that the words will fit. And then sometimes I end up molding the phrasing and lyrics based entirely on that.
Is there a visual component to this album?
This is going to be an enhanced CD, so we have some extra videos that we've had friends shoot. But as far as a play-along, alternate soundtrack type of thing, such as our Red Balloon and Willy Wonka disc, it's not quite like that. We've kind of wanted to shift our focus from the necessity for visuals to more of the music can stand on its own two feet without necessarily having to have a visual component. But I do think that our next record, or the record after that, will definitely have some sort of soundtrack atmosphere to it. In fact, we're going to score a film, a documentary, later this year based on a best-selling author's book about the housing crisis. So I'm hoping that some of our interest in that field can get kind of shown through that project. But I would like to think that our next Color Pharmacy record will have a full-length visual component as well.
That's Jake Dilley of the Color Pharmacy. We're talking about Texatonka. You guys have an edgy style, and you're also unpredictable. You don't really sound like anyone else. Who were some of your influences that maybe helped create this style?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to hear that we don't sound too much like anyone else. Sometimes I worry. And maybe that's why we don't sound that much like other people, because we are so adamant about editing anything that sounds too much like someone else. A lot of times while we're listening to songs, we'll say, this sounds like this or whatever. And in fact, the beginning of Before the Nighttime's Over, one of our engineers that was in the room was like, is this a Creed song?
And
we almost completely scrapped the song from the whole record just based on that. But luckily, he was mostly joking. But strangely, I can kind of hear what he was saying. And that kind of is a problem. We ended up rewriting a couple parts just to keep it completely clear of that connection. But as far as actual influences, I'd say that we're all big Radiohead fans, and we've all really grown into loving The National as a band, and trying to follow kind of some of their tension and release techniques, as well as kind of non-linear songwriting, as far as, you know, verse chorus, bridge chorus, end of song, to kind of try and keep it more interesting for the listener and maybe take it in a direction that wouldn't normally be the thing everyone else does. We also were listening a lot to Beck while we were making this record. And when we're on the road, it's really fun because we get an opportunity to listen to albums as a band and kind of hear them for the first time in a lot of ways, especially if some of us are more familiar with them than others. I know Matt was really into the Delta Spirit record while we were making this album, so we were listening to that a lot, and that was really exciting for me and our drummer Jake because we hadn't listened to the album before, and I know Jake hadn't heard too much Pink Floyd, so we were listening to Dark Side of the Moon and kind of talking intelligently about what was happening with the music that we were hearing and why we were feeling moved by something rather than saying, oh, that's cool. We were trying to look at why that really is cool and what we can take from it and maybe apply to our own music in order to make it have that same level of coolness.
I'm talking with Jake Dilley, and the next song we're going to hear from Texatonka is Industry Kid. Tell me about this one.
All right. Well, this was one of the first songs we actually got done tracking, and I think it was almost entirely tracked at our at the studio before it flooded. So it, to me, it sounds like maybe the biggest type of song on the record as far as just sonically, it seems thick. This is something that I actually wrote the bulk of this song around, I want to say, 2 or 3 years ago, even before Red Balloon was completely finished being written, but it got shelved for a number of reasons, not least of which was that it was missing the kind of chorus, multi-vocal thing that's going on in the final version here. And so we re-examined it as a group when we were playing as a five-piece with our former pianist, Andrew Thompson, and our sometimes hand percussionist, Brad Danielson, and we were doing this kind of big, lengthy jam, and we pulled this one back out and really started to find its footing as far as the dynamics go, especially in the chorus with the multi, like I said, the multi-vocal thing that I'm sure you'll hear. And that was exciting because that's something that we don't usually get to do with counter melodies, and that's what really made it be a keeper for the record, was that it did offer something that most of the other songs didn't.
That's Jake Dilley, and from the Color Pharmacy's new album, Texatonka, this is Industry Kid on Center Stage Minnesota.
Hard knock. marks in a streak with the dumb luck and a gel, which side of the coin is on, except to say that love is the wonder drug. It's the wonder drug. It's the wonder drug. Direction show. I had something that they stole. I never thought that you would call. I always thought this was the full street. And I don't know which side we're on. I only know which side is hard. I always thought that you would call. I never thought this was the call.
Industry Kid from The Color Pharmacy's latest release, Texatonka, and I am talking with Jake Dilley. So what do you get out of this?
I would say I keep doing it, and we all keep doing it, because it makes the rest of our lives bearable. We've actually said that numerous times. There's nothing any of us would rather be doing than making music and playing together.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it's been especially difficult setting up a show or booking it or even loading in, or we forgot gear, or, you know, there's any number of headaches that can and do happen when we're playing shows. When we actually get up on stage and we look at each other, there's this kind of sense of calm that comes over all of us, that it's this mutual understanding that there's no other place any of us would rather be. And that's what keeps it exciting for all of us, is that we do know how dedicated we all are to it, and how willing we are to make it work at any cost. And frankly, you know, we all work jobs that we're less than excited about in order to continue doing our job of playing music and getting on the road. And this 6-week-long tour that's coming up is pretty much the most exciting thing going on in any of our lives over the next 6 months. So we just like to grab the bull by the horns and have a great time with it, especially when we know that it's not every day that you get to go out and perform from your heart and play for people and have them respond to it in a way that is more than just, oh, I liked your band. A lot of times we'll get people that really react to the music and want to interact with it. And that is about the best compliment we can get from trying to do what we do.
When you're not working on albums or heading out on the road, like, what do you do to relax?
That's the funny thing. Most of us relax by playing music. So it is our tool for relaxation and catharsis, really. At least for me, after a show is sometimes the best I feel. And so it's actually extremely relaxing to kind of get that out of your system, scream at people and have them think it's musical. But yeah, I would say that most of us are all big movie lovers and just pop culture gurus to a certain extent. So we're all pretty ingrained in that kind of atmosphere. So it only makes sense that our music would combine the visual aspect when so much of our other lives, so to speak, is still filled with all that.
I'm talking with Jake Dilley of The Color Pharmacy. And for the third time, you guys are going to be at the South by Southwest Festival. What's that experience like?
Oh, I would say it's probably the best 10 days of my year. it's unbelievable. The past 2 years, it's been incredible. The number of fascinating people you get to meet and connections that you can make, and just to be around that many creative people, the energy is just intoxicating. Luckily, we've had the good luck to get involved with some really good people down there who want to have us down and to have us play and share what we do with them. And I think the thing that's most exciting is just the mutual respect that goes on between everybody. There's a sort of artistic courtesy that is extended to everybody that is kind of, well, if you're down here, you're obviously serious about what you're doing. So I'll give you my ear, even if it's not something I would normally be willing to look into. And just the level of professionality between different musicians and the film scene and just some of the wild stuff that goes on down there, it's unmatched. We did a Minneapolis showcase while we were down there last year, and it was just great because we got to see a lot of bands from Minneapolis that we don't usually get to play with, who are usually doing their own thing, and us as well. And it's like, wow, I can't believe we had to come to Texas to connect with each other. And basically, more than anything, that's what I'm looking forward to, not to mention just 10 days solid of partying. We all, by the end of that week, we're pretty much just destroyed, and our immune systems are completely gone. But it's very much worth it. And that's kind of the way we look at it is, well, you know, we're all going to probably be miserable later, but we may as well get as much out of this experience while we're here as we can.
Right on. That's Jake Dilley of The Color Pharmacy. And the last song we're going to hear from the new album, Texatonka, is Life Force. Tell me about this one.
All right. Well, yeah, you'd mentioned earlier that the taste of the summertime was a little bit more positive. I'd like to think that this is maybe the most positive song on the record. This is, again, kind of like Industry Kid was written a few years ago, and only while we were recording and throwing ideas out did it come back into focus. And this is something that I think really demonstrates what I like so much about our group, is that when I first brought this idea to the band, it was kind of more of a, I think our drummer ended up calling it kind of a Soul Asylum type song, a really heavy guitar riff and very pop rock centric. We kind of wanted to come at it from the back door, so we tried it in a new way and had the bass take over the lead guitar line and substitute a new kind of slide guitar lick for some lead lines over the top of it, and it really opened the whole thing up. It's definitely a direction I never would have thought to take it on my own, but I'm very happy with how it ended up. In fact, it's better than anything I could have come up with. So I think that's really the strength of our group, is that one of us can bring an idea to the table and then the rest of us can kind of mold it into something that may or may not have been the original intent, but it kind of grows into a collaborative effort. And the fun thing about this song for us live, we've ended up closing a lot of shows with it recently, because the big buildup at the end really does build a lot of anticipation in us as well. And it's kind of an explosion that we don't get to have in a lot of our songs. So we're really trying to ride that wave of creating tension for a listener and releasing it in the most exciting ways possible.
Well, Jake Dilley, The Color Pharmacy is one of the most exciting bands out of Minnesota. Texatonka is an awesome album, and thank you so much for talking with me about it on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks so much for having me, Doug. We'd be happy to do it anytime.
And this is Life Force.
lot of strings. If I was born to cry, now I'm born to sing. Don't let them get the big guns out. Don't let it blow your life force out. Don't let it blow you down.
Life Force from the Color Pharmacy's new album, Texatonka. And thanks again to Jake Dilley for joining me from his home studios in Minneapolis. From Tales of Talos and Other Automations, here's the Golden Chariots of Mars with Cruel Surprise on Center Stage, Minnesota.
I
The loudest band in Minnesota out of the Iron Range, that's the Tisdales with Younger Than You from their debut release Baker's Dozen back in 2008. And we also heard the Golden Chariots of Mars with Cruel Surprise from Tales of Talos and Other Automations. Center Stage Minnesota is made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is our program showcasing the talents of Minnesota musicians, a local production of 91.7 KAXE, independent community radio in northern Minnesota. Also heard on WTIP in Grand Marais and KSRQ in Thief River Falls. We'll go out today with Too Many Banjos. Their new album is Pow. We're going to hear the instrumental tune Risk. For Center Stage Minnesota, I'm Doug McRosty. As always, rock on.